Today is April 27th. Pastor is saying to us, rejuvenated by the Holy Ghost. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Often, in a well-translated King James Version of the Bible, you'd observe some parenthesized words due to missing links in the manuscripts. Consequently, the correct rendering of our opening verse ought to have been, and if Christ be in you, though your body is dead because of sin, the Spirit gives it life because of righteousness. The updated New International Version actually renders it similarly. Then we come to the 11th verse of the same Romans chapter 8. It says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. The word translated as but doesn't necessarily have to be but. It's best rendered as and, now, then, or so. Either of these foregoing words provide a more fitting connection. So, let's now put these in the right context and read. And if Christ be in you, though your body is dead because of sin, the Spirit gives it life because of righteousness. Now, if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Romans chapter 8 verses 10 to 11. Even now, as you read this, if your physical body has already been so battered, bruised, damaged, and ravaged by sickness and disease, there can be a change. If it had been paralyzed, the Holy Spirit can give life to your physical body and restore you to perfect health. It's one of the reasons we speak in tongues. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. The Greek word translated edifieth is oikodomio, which means to construct or build up, to embolden or charge up like you'd charge a battery. Thus, the one who speaks in tongues builds himself up, charges himself, and rejuvenates himself. What happens when you do this is that the power of God within you courses through your being, vitalizing your physical body. Spend some time right now to speak in tongues. The power that's at work in you even now will revive, vitalize, and produce life in your body or wherever you require it. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for the impact of the Holy Spirit in my life and on my physical body. I activate the power by speaking in tongues. Therefore, I'm invigorated, refreshed, energized, and vitalized. Health courses through my being, and sickness and all that hurts and binds are dispelled. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Acts chapter 9, verses 32 to 34, Romans chapter 8, verses 10 to 11 in the Amplified Classic. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 22, verses 39 to 65, and 1 Samuel chapters 29 to 31. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 16, verses 12 to 27, and Psalm chapters 135 to 136.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.